Please sit down. Good afternoon, everybody. I wanted to come down and just talk a little bit about healthcare before Robert gives his regular briefing. I am extraordinarily pleased and grateful to learn that the AARP and the American Medical Association are both supporting the health insurance reform bill that will soon come up to a vote in the House of Representatives. When it comes to the AARP, this is no small endorsement. For more than 50 years, they have been a leader in the fight to reduce the costs of health care and expand coverage for our senior citizens. They are a nonpartisan organization, and their board made their decision to endorse only after a careful, intensive, objective scrutiny of this bill. They're endorsing this bill because they know it will strengthen Medicare, not jeopardize it. They know it will protect the benefits our seniors receive, not cut them. So I want everybody to remember that the next time you hear the same tired arguments to the contrary from the insurance companies and their lobbyists. And remember this endorsement the next time you see a bunch of misleading ads on television. The AARP knows this bill will make healthcare more affordable. They know it will make coverage more secure. They know it's a good deal for our seniors, and that's why we're thrilled that they're standing up for this effort. The same is true for the doctors and medical professionals who are supporting this bill today. These are men and women who know our healthcare system best and have been watching this debate closely. They would not be supporting it if they really believed that it would lead to government bureaucrats making decisions that are best left to doctors. They would not be with us if they believed that reform would in any way damage the critical and sacred doctor-patient relationship. Instead, they're supporting reform because they've seen firsthand what's broken about our healthcare system. They've seen what happens when patients can't get the care they need because some insurance company has decided to drop their coverage or water it down. They've seen what happens when a patient's forced to pay out-of-pocket costs of thousands of dollars that she doesn't have to get the treatment she desperately needs. They've seen what happens when patients don't come in for regular checkups or screenings because either their insurance company doesn't cover them or they can't afford health insurance in the first place. And they've seen far, far too much of their time spent filling out forms and haggling with insurance company bureaucrats. So the doctors of America know what needs to be fixed about our healthcare system. They know that health insurance reform would go a long way toward doing that. We are closer to passing this reform than ever before. And now that the doctors and medical professionals of America are standing with us, now that the organizations charged with looking out for the interests of seniors are standing with us, we are even closer. I want to thank both organizations again for their support, and I urge Congress to listen to AARP, listen to the AMA, and pass this reform for hundreds of millions of Americans who will benefit from it. Thanks.
Are you going to the Hill tomorrow,
sir? Will you endorse the House bill? Will you endorse the House bill?
All right, now that the warm-up band is finished playing. Probably only get to say that once or twice in my life. I might as well try today, right? Yes, sir. I think what prompted the president's coming down here to deliver that statement were two very important endorsements for healthcare reform. One by the doctors, support by the doctors, and support by the organization that represents seniors in this country. I think, as you heard the president say, we're closer to getting healthcare reform than we've ever been, and I think today's endorsements bring us even closer.
Good. Ask a second question.
Sure.
On Afghanistan, mm-hmm. The UN is pulling people out or relocating them. The British are increasingly concerned after that incident in which five soldiers were killed. Mm-hmm. The Iraqis can't get their act together on an election law, which apparently General Odierno has suggested might delay, not impinge upon, but delay troop pullouts. How deeply is all of that affecting the president's decision-making now on Afghanistan, and is he having a hard time keeping ahead of developments here as he waits to announce what he's going to do?
Well, let me try to address all of that. Steve, as you know, for the UN has been involved in and been active in Afghanistan for over 50 years, and they remain committed to doing so. I will point you to, and we'll distribute for you all, an interview that our UN ambassador, Susan Rice, did today with NPR that states that. The British obviously have very recently increased their security force in the country. I think we're certainly hopeful that shortly we'll have the politics worked out of an election law that will continue put any barrier in the way of drawing down our forces as the president is committed to doing in Iraq. Look, there's no doubt that this continues to be a very dangerous part of the world, and developments always in a war zone happen quite quickly. But I think that the president is taking into account the political situation, the security situation, the health of our force, and all that needs to be done to ensure that we have a strategy that makes good on the goal of dismantling, disrupting, and ultimately destroying Al-Qaeda.
So you're hopeful that there will shortly be an election law?
We are.
What makes you hopeful?
We know the parties continue to work at this, and we're hopeful that an agreement will get done soon. Yes, sir.
A couple of questions on the Middle East. Saudi Arabia says it's carried out heavy airstrikes on rebels in northern Yemen. How concerned is the administration about this latest sign of instability in such an important oil-producing area?
Yeah, I don't want to get into commenting on I've seen only reports on the activities that you talked about, and I hesitate to get out and comment on them. I would point you to the Saudis on that.
Okay.
Tremendous respect for President Abbas. He has been an important and historic leader for the Palestinian people and a true partner for the United States. I think he has worked to better the lives of Palestinians. I would simply say that whatever he decides, we look forward to continuing to work with him and to continue to continue in that collaboration to make the lives of Palestinians better.
And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will be in Washington next week to speak to a conference. Will the president be meeting with him?
I don't have a week ahead yet, but we may have more on that Friday and as developments happen. Yes, sir.
There's a conservative group running a TV ad. The gist of it is, the last line is, if the government can't run a flu program, can we trust it to run America's entire healthcare system? For going the entire healthcare system, are you worried? Are you?
For going the premise of the ad?
Well, the idea that you are pushing a public option. So even if we don't accept.
Well, but no, I appreciate that we're going to vitiate the premise of the question, but it's hard to accept the question if you're going to do away with the entire premise of it.
Well, I'll go on and ask the question I was going to ask, which is, are you guys concerned at all that the handling of the H1N1 vaccine is becoming a political liability that could hurt you in your healthcare effort?
No, not at all. And I think the commercial, obviously you've pointed out that the facts of the commercial are strained at best. I think anybody that looks legitimately at that claim would understand it's stupid and silly.
I understand.
Leaving aside the premise of the commercial.
Well,
forgetting for a moment the government takeover of healthcare rhetoric, the idea is
Do you think that's true?
Of course it's not true. But
I don't know if you're enjoying this more than I am, but I'm getting a great thrill out of it.
I'm regretting the question as I speak.
Which is why I continue to ask to repeat it.
But my point is, you guys are pushing a government-run healthcare plan, and if there are people out there who are able to think of, oh, that makes sense, the H1N1 vaccine program has not lived up to what the government, what the Obama administration has suggested it should be, which you guys even acknowledge, then maybe they have a point. Maybe there is a point there.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I think the premise of the commercial is entirely inaccurate. I think the point that they're trying to make isn't a strong one. Dick, there's no doubt that we have. Remember in March, we were March or April, May, we were getting lambasted and snickered for the president telling people to wash their hands and sneeze into their elbows. So we have done everything, the president has done everything humanly possible to get ready for this epidemic. We obviously had hoped that the assurances that we had gotten from manufacturers would bear out to be true. You're still growing vaccines in eggs. There are considerably more doses available for vaccine today than there were this time last week. The staff will continue to meet here on a daily basis and keep the president updated to ensure that whether it's seasonal vaccine for the flu, which comes, as I said, every year, or H1N1, that we adequately address the epidemic and the threat that it poses.
And our Capitol Hill correspondent, John Carl, wanted me to ask you if the administration had any reaction to the healthcare protests on Capitol Hill today.
I'm sure there's a John Voight joke in here somewhere, given he was one of the featured speakers, but my father always told me my mouth would get me in trouble, and I have a feeling if I acted on the line that I'd like to give you, I'm almost positive that it would surely
get. Against John
Voight. Yeah. Off the record.
Bingo. Go ahead.
Robert, I want to follow up
on the record. I like that.
Robert, I want to follow up on H1N1. A couple days ago, I asked you whether or not the vaccine was going to go to terror suspect detainees at Guantanamo Bay. Mm-hmm. You said there is no vaccine there now and none on the way, mm-hmm. which led some people to believe that you were saying it was not ever going to go there. Mm-hmm. But the Pentagon says that it is going to go there. So can you say yes or no whether or not terror suspects are going to get the vaccine?
Let me explain. What I said was accurate then and accurate now. The Department of Defense has a list for and a priority order for who will get vaccinated, and that priority list includes the men and women in uniform here and our men and women overseas. Just as there have been reports about H1N1 vaccine going to Wall Street firms that has led our director of the CDC to call state and local officials and remind them that there's a priority list for who should receive H1N1 vaccine. And we'll be sending a letter to states and localities again to remind them of what that is. I'll point you to the Department of Defense on what the priority is, the priority or the standing order for what happens. The priority is to ensure that the vaccine that they have is given to our troops here and in the field.
Okay, important for the troops to get it, but are you concerned that children in America are not getting the vaccine right now at a time when terror suspects may be getting it? And as you said, Wall Street bankers are getting it.
Well, and I just said the CDC is called the City of New York and the State of New York. Remember, the CDC distributes vaccine to states and localities. States and localities make decisions about who gets that vaccine. The CDC director has talked to the state, or has talked to the city about how they've distributed that vaccine. Absolutely. Children that are in need of this vaccine will not get this after somebody else like a potential detainee at Gitmo.
On healthcare, is the president going to specifically endorse the House bill when he goes behind closed doors with House Democrats? Is he going to finally say, I'm for this?
We'll tell you tomorrow after the meeting.
Without getting into personalities, can't you comment on the demonstration on the
Hill? No, I was just trying my John Voight line out. I know. You know it would get me in trouble. You could write it for me, and I would. It's just not a good idea. Though many of, I won't get into it. I think anybody that watches is struck by the fact that there is there's a rally going on without a solution on their side. They've rolled out a piece of legislation, and I hesitate to even say that. It's a series of old ideas that wouldn't cut the amount of money government spends on healthcare nearly to the degree that other bills would. It fails to provide the necessary insurance protections that families and businesses need to assure them that if they get sick, their coverage isn't going to be dropped, or they and their family won't be discriminated against because of a pre-existing condition. And it fails to cover virtually anybody in the country that already doesn't have health insurance. I think many in the Republican Party have wanted to be active in this debate, and the piece of legislation they've come up with, I think, is disappointing as a process in this debate, and disappointing for millions of Americans that wanted help in finding affordable health care.
Isn't it legitimate for them just to demonstrate, to say they don't like the approach the administration and the Democrats are pursuing?
Absolutely. But this is a representative democracy. I assume they came to Washington to try to solve problems like small businesses that are dropping health care coverage because it's not affordable. So demonstrating is fine. It's well within your constitutionally protected rights in this representative democracy. I would also mention that if you are a representative in that democracy, it might also be good to have a solution that addresses some of those problems.
Is there an Afghanistan strategy meeting tomorrow or Monday?
Not that I'm currently aware of, but I will double check.
Thanks. Yep. Robert, is this the case you guys just decided to use the bully pulpit and get the president out there today on health care, considering what the demonstration was going on?
Again, Chuck, we have a group of very important endorsements for health care reform. The largest group that represents doctors, medical professionals, supports health care reform.
Sometimes you guys have just put out press releases. So. Said you brought the president out to talk about it.
Yeah, like I said, he's a great opening act.
In response to this news, going to swine flu minute, H1N1, in response to the news on Wall Street with the Wall Street firms, is it you guys rescinding guidelines that says hospitals so that for instance, in this case, this is the New York Health Department that made this decision?
Yes.
For the distribution.
Yep.
You've contacted them with a letter? Is it it's all with a phone call?
The CDC director has contacted them, and the CDC director is sending a letter to every state and city receiving vaccine to reiterate that vaccine should be going to priority groups per the CDC.
You say should. So basically, Goldman Sachs.
That is a decision that local officials made.
I understand that they made the incorrect decision.
The vaccine should be going to priority groups. If there are children that are that fit the priority groups that should be getting this and aren't, then yes, that went incorrectly to somebody else.
Was it prompted by Goldman Sachs? Was this letter prompted by Goldman Sachs getting the vaccine?
This is a report that showed that these clearly. I mean, you and I, Chuck, aren't in a priority group, right? Unless you have a child that's under 6 months of age in your house,
right.
Which you and I, unless you haven't told me something, right? Jake would be in a priority group because he does. But if there's somebody that is not in a priority group that is getting the vaccine, that is obviously a problem.
But is there anything beyond sort of harshly worded letter? You shouldn't do this. Is there anything the government can do, or is it
this
just,
is this, this we, is just CDC going distributes to the New York Health vaccine? Department. CDC distributes vaccine. To state and local authorities to administer. That whole process has to work on many levels of government.
And on following up on the Afghanistan question, it seemed strongly implied that there was going to be another meeting with the Joint Chief before he left for Asia.
I don't know.
Is that still going to happen before he leaves for Asia?
That's my understanding, but I want to double check on Friday. I haven't seen a final schedule.
That hasn't changed, whether it's Friday, Monday, or Tuesday. He's still going to have another meeting before he leaves.
That was the plan at least a few days ago, and I will get back to you as soon as I go talk to scheduling after this. Yes, sir.
What kind of consultations or role did the White House play in the AARP or AMA endorsements?
I'd have to check and see what outreach we made.
Would you do that? And ahead of tomorrow's meeting, the House bill does cost more than the $900 billion that the president set out in his address to Congress. The president had said in one of his press conferences that he wasn't particularly enthusiastic about using surtaxes on millionaires to pay for health insurance. Can he back this bill, even though it does not necessarily fit
well,
a lot of
understand
the
parameters? What the president talked about was the net cost of health care coverage. And we're satisfied that, that's what the bill does. I think what the president's going to go do tomorrow is talk to the House Democratic Caucus about the importance of continuing to make progress on health care reform, and we'll have a readout after the meeting.
I'm sorry, the net cost of health care coverage, I mean, in the address, he said he does not want a bill that adds a single dime to the deficit.
And this would not, and it would actually cut the deficit over the next 10 years by $104 billion, all of which the president said, and all of which this legislation accomplishes.
But he also did say that the cost that needed to be offset shouldn't exceed $900 billion, right?
In net coverage, yes.
On Israel has apparently reportedly intercepted a ship with Iranian arms reportedly going to Hezbollah. Does the White House have any confirmation, any comments? Is this a confirmation of Iran's?
I will check with NSC. I don't have anything on that right now.
What's the meeting about between Geithner and the President this afternoon? Do you know?
I assume it's his weekly meeting. Weekly meeting with the president, as Secretary Gates and Secretary Clinton do.
And the president met with business leaders from his Economic Recovery Advisory Board on Monday, mm-hmm. and he said their recommendations will be sent to Congress. Do you have any idea on the timing of that and whether
this is not a formal board that presents something. I think the step in between listening to ideas from an advisory board and something that the president might send to Congress obviously involves the president and his economic team evaluating the ideas that they heard more about on Monday. And the president was pleased that several ideas that members of the board are passionate about made a case to the president. But this doesn't go directly from the advisory board to Congress.
I think the president, he did say over the next 2 to 3 weeks that Geithner and Summers would be looking at their recommendations and then sending it on. I mean, is that the plan,
well,
2 to 3 weeks?
I think they're started evaluating those proposals later that day. Yes, sir.
Robert, is it safe to assume that since you're going to double check on the status of the Joint Chiefs meeting with the president, that he will not make an announcement before he leaves for Asia? I just want to make sure.
I have not been told that it won't happen, but...
It's appearing increasingly unlikely that it will. That's a safe assumption, correct?
It is a safe assumption, understanding that it could change.
Okay. Do you have any guidance as to whether or not the country will know before Thanksgiving?
The only guidance I have is the next several weeks.
Okay.
Coming weeks.
Back on H1N1, was it wrong for the Wall Street firms to even request, and would the administration more broadly say, look, if you're not in the priority category, don't ask?
Well, look,
was it wrong for the bureaucracy at the city level to give it out, getting a, what it would consider a legitimate request?
Well, the CDC has priority groupings for those that are likely to be most susceptible to this strain of flu, and to the effects, obviously, that it can cause. Younger children, pregnant women, individuals that have or in homes with children that I think are under 6 months of age, all comprise part of that priority group. If there's anybody in that locality that fits that priority grouping that hasn't had or made available to them vaccine, and others that aren't in that priority grouping are getting it, and yes, that is a failing of the system that should work.
And the word from the White House is, if you're not on the list, don't ask. Is that correct?
We want everyone ultimately to be to have access to and get vaccinated. We want, though, first to establish, the CDC has, that priority ordering so that those most susceptible to the effects of this illness are vaccinated first. You'd have to ask the Pentagon of what their ultimate priority listing is. I don't know.
How concerned is the administration that cash for clunkers, in some respects, turned out to be a cash for F-150 Ford trucks that did not really demonstrably increase gas fuel efficiency?
Well, you couldn't get the award unless the car you were turning in got a greater gas mileage than. The car that you were getting got a greater gas mileage than the car that you were turning in. That was written into the law. I can get you final statistics for the amount, the average amount, based on the cars that were purchased, what that ultimately saves in energy costs, in environmental costs, which ultimately mean our national security.
It's okay.
Again, there are certain benchmarks that are written in the law, and you don't qualify for the money unless you meet the benchmarks in the law. Yes.
Robert, the president's trip to the Hill tomorrow. What is his message? What's he trying to accomplish?
Trying to get the bill out of the House.
What would he be saying specifically? I mean, why is it important for him to go there?
Yeah, look, I think it's important for members to hear the importance of continuing to move this process along. Continuing to make progress on reforms that are real and tangible for the American people, cutting their costs, covering more people, and just as important as anything else, ensuring, no pun intended, that we have genuine insurance reforms that stop the type of things that we've seen in the past where coverage is dropped if you're sick or you have a pre-existing condition, something that's not in Republican legislation.
Is his visit a sign that he's concerned the votes aren't there?
No, his visit is a sign of trying to continue to make progress and get this done.
One other thing. Mm-hmm. Senator Graham is pushing for a vote on an amendment either today or in the coming days that would prohibit Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other 911 conspirators from being tried in federal court. He wants them tried in military commissions. He believes trying them in civilian courts lowers the status of the 9/11 attack to a common crime, not a war crime. What is the administration's
position? Let me get guidance from Ledge Affairs and NSC on that. Okay.
Sure. So when the president goes to the Hill tomorrow and he has these conversations with the House members, can he understand or can the White House understand the reasons why some Democrats, if they represent more conservative districts in the country, may vote against this bill?
Well, I think they'll get a chance to talk about those concerns and ask the president questions, sure.
So he can understand if some Democrats vote against this bill, and will the White House give some of these Democrats essentially a pass to vote against it?
That's a lot of legislative maneuvering that is in a different department. I think the president is going to make the case for why getting health care reform done this year is important for the American people, to make good on a promise that he certainly made and a promise that we have struggled to keep for 40 years.
Does that include or not include as an explicit endorsement of the House bill?
Well, I don't know what he's going to say tomorrow because he hasn't said it.
But you don't know?
I haven't seen the remarks.
Not formulated position yet.
I haven't seen the remarks. Anybody, John?
Yeah. What about on the Senate side? You say getting it done this year. Is the president disheartened by the potential of a delay on the Senate side?
I think that our goals remain the same, and believe that I think the House and the Senate believe we can get this done this year.
He's meeting with the Hispanic caucus today, and there's talk on the Hill about whether or not the House bill will be
will have an amendment to exclude undocumented workers from the health insurance exchange. What's the White House position on that? Is that going to be discussed today?
I assume that will come up today, and I can try to get a readout from that meeting. I know there's stuff that's ongoing on Capitol Hill that I don't want to interject myself.
Have you said in the past? It's the same as we said in the speech, though, right?
We have, yes.
But so that's his position. He will not sign a bill unless it includes that provision?
That's what we've said in the past. I know they're working on stuff on Capitol Hill that obviously I'm not up there, and I will let them work on that.
One other. Valerie Jarrett, the other.
You said you still want to get health care passed this year. Is there a deadline? And if it slips
December past, 31st.
If it slips into next year, does it become undoable because it's election year?
I'm not going to get into hypotheticals of what happens next year. The president believes, and I think the believes we can get this done this year.
Why isn't he setting it? He set a deadline earlier this year that he wanted things passed.
I don't know if you can be more explicit than this year. I mean, that's...
Well, that's the deadline, December 31st, 2009. I didn't say it.
There you go.
And I thank your assistant.
The guy said we're going to get it done this year. I hope it's not news that the end of the year is approximately late in the evening on the 31st of December. But
Robert,
I can confirm that.
Eastern time.
Yes.
Two quick questions, Robert. I have two quick questions, but first, can you confirm or deny that was going to be a Deliverance reference?
It was not.
My first question, you met with Fox News' Michael Clemente.
Can I ask you a question? Are these questions in order of their importance? Okay. I just had one, so go ahead.
All right. You met with Fox News' Michael Clemente recently, and since then it seems like the White House has backed off of its rhetoric on Fox News. I wonder if you could give us a read on that meeting, and did Clemente make any concessions at that meeting?
I've been asked this and I've answered it. I'm happy to meet with people that also want to meet with me, and I'm happy to have those meetings be private.
And secondly,
you're up to third, so we'll go to Carol.
Thanks. So Governor Charlie Crist said today that he did not endorse the stimulus bill, and I was just wondering if the White House considered his appearance with the president in February and what he said then, that it was important to pass that as an endorsement?
I think his words at that event speak for themselves. I think he was very supportive of the legislation and supportive of the benefits that it would have and has had for the state of Florida in seeing positive economic growth.
Yes.
I would say yes, yeah.
And then can I also ask just one other thing about oysters that Senator Landrieu and Nelson are introducing a bill to block the FDA to prohibit eating raw oysters. They're saying it's going to be bad for those economies down there. I mean, does the White House agree with this? The FDA is doing there?
I haven't the slightest idea. To be, I am, and I like raw oysters. So but other than that, I'd have to. I'd have to figure out who to ask about that legislation. Thanks, guys.